Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph, and we are at the words Ve'ele Munbaz Shkoga B'mai. Remember, we had this machlokas where Munbaz had suggested that just like by a mezid there has to be some yediyah, so too when it comes to being chayiv for a shogeg, being chayiv for korban chatos, there has to be some yediyah. There must be some knowledge, and not only some knowledge, even knowledge at the shas maisa. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Well, wait a second. If he has knowledge at the shas maisa, what makes it a shogeg? That's not a shogeg. That's a mezid." So Munbaz must have an answer to that question. How does Munbaz define a shogeg? Kigon sheshagag b'korban. The case is that he knew that he did an iser, and that was mezid, an iser that you chayv on karis, but he didn't know that when you do it b'shogeg, you chayv a korban chatas. So the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Akiva, disagrees, says shigas korban lo shmashgaga. That's not called a shgaga. If you're only a shogeg if you didn't know that it was an avera, not if you didn't know what the punishment was for the Avera. Rabbanan Shkaga B'mai, and the Rabbanan who hold that you need to be shogeg on the Avera itself, what do you need to be shogeg about? Does the shogeg have to be on the entire Avera, that you didn't know that there was an Isser over here, and nor did you know there was Karis? Or even if you knew that you were violating some lav, you just didn't know that you're Chayv Karis, is that also called a shogeg? I mean, Munda says, even if you just didn't know that you're Chayv Chatos for doing it b'shogeg, that's called a shogeg, whereas the Rabbanan say that, no, that's not enough of a shogeg, but what do they require? Do they require that you didn't know anything, or that you just didn't, or is it even sufficient to just not know that you chayv karis for a mezid? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kivin Shagag b'karis afal pi shehizid b'lav. Reish Lakish Amar ad sheishkog b'lav v'karis. That is machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says even if you just didn't know that it was karis, whereas Reish Lakish says no, shogeg is you didn't know anything. Amar Rav Amai Tamid Rabbi Shimon Lakish. What's the svar for Rabbi Shimon Lakish? What's the basis for Rabbi Shimon Lakish that you're only chayv b'chatos if you didn't know that it was usher at all? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about a nasi that does an avera, so it says that he does one of the mitzvos Hashem, asher lo te'asena, that you are not supposed to do bishkaga v'yasham. So it sounds like he's only chayv v'chatas ad she yishkog b'lav v'kares sheba, until he was shogeg about both the lav and the kares. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, hi kreder b'shem malakash mayavale. What's he going to do with that pasuk? He uses it for something else. Mibay l'chadetanya. He uses that pasuk for a brisa that it says that talks about an individual who sins, and the pasuk says me'am ha'aretz. So from the fact that it says me'am with a mem, it sounds like, meaning with the mem at the beginning, it sounds like not every Am Ha'aretz brings a korban chatos, only some, prat lemumar, excluding someone who doesn't have erev bemezid, who doesn't achieve a kapara with a chatos, even if he violates b'shogeg. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, this din that a mumar is not mischaper with a korban is derived from the fact that it says by the nasi of the chatos, asher lo te'asena b'shkaga, by the chatos of a nasi that does in Avera, Asher lo te'asena b'shkaga v'yasham. And so, Hashav miyediyaso, maybe Karmen el shugaso. It sounds like only if a person would have refrained from the Avera, had he only known about it, that's a person who brings a Karban. But lo shav miyediyaso, if you have a person that if he would have known that there was an Isser with this Maisa, he still would have done it anyway. Like a Mumar, Eini, maybe Karmen el shugaso. He would not bring a Karban on his Shogeg. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan will do with Reish Lakish's pasuk. He'll use it to teach the halacha that if a person is a mumar and would do the avera anyway, just doesn't care about the avera, that such a person does not bring a korban chatos. So the Gemara now asks on Reish Lakish, Tana, and the Mishnah says, Avos Melachas Abraham Chasrachas, that there are 39 Avos Melachas in the Torah of Avinimba, Minyan Alameli, and we discuss why does the Tana have to say the number of the Melachos. We're going to identify all of them and we can just count them up. Why do you have to say number? To tell me that if you do all of them in one period of forgetfulness, you're chayv separately for each and every melacha. So how do you find such a case where you chayv in each and every one? V'zadon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. That you knew that it was Shabbos, you just didn't know that any of these 39 activities were aser, and that's how you did all 39 of them. Well, bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan damar kibin shag b'karis haf pishayiz b'lav mishkach zagon diyadol l'shabbos b'lav. Well, that
make sense if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's called a shogeg even when you know that the thing is usur, you just don't know how bad it is. You just don't know that you're chayav kares. So I get how you could have a person who knows that it's Shabbos, and he knows that he's not allowed to do these 39 activities. He just doesn't know that there's a chayav kares for any of them, so he does all 39. That's called a shogeg. But if you say like Rav Shimon Lakish, that would be called a mezid. If he knew that these 39 things were usur, that would be called a mezid. So then the case where he's chayiv 39 chatos has to be where he didn't know that these 39 things were usur. He knew that it was Shabbos, and he knew that there's something called Shabbos, but he didn't know that these 39 things are usur. Says Gemara, well then, diadale Shabbos b'mai. What does it mean, he knew that there was Shabbos? He just heard the word Shabbos? That doesn't mean that he knew that there was Shabbos. Knowing Shabbos means knowing something about the inyan of Shabbos. If he thought that all 39 melachos were permissible activities, he obviously doesn't know Shabbos. Says Mar, the other b'tchum of Ali b'tchivah. He's Ali b'tchivah. He knew about tchum Shabbos, and if you assume like Rabbi Kiva, tchum Shabbos is min haTorah. That's called that he knew something about Shabbos. Says Mar, man tana lahadatan rabbanan. Who's the one that taught the brisa? Shagag b'zeh u'b'zeh. If a person does a melacha with a shigas Shabbos and shigas melachos, he didn't know that today was Shabbos, and he didn't know that these malachos are even usher to do on Shabbos. Zeu shogeg hamar b'Torah. That's for sure a shogeg in his chayev v'chatos. He's the bezeh u'bezeh. If he knew that it was Shabbos and he knew the malach was usher, zui mezid hamar b'Torah. That's the definition of mezid. Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hizid b'malachos. So shogeg b'malachos v'hizid b'Shabbos. But if he knew that it was Shabbos but didn't know the malach was usher, or didn't know that it was Shabbos but knew that this malach would be usher to do on Shabbos. O shamar yodeh ani shamalach asura aval shamalach zo asura aval eni yodeh shechayavan ala karban olo chayiv. But if he says I knew this, or if he says I knew this malach was asur, but I didn't know if I'm chayiv a karban or not on it, he's going to be chayiv a chatas. Ooh, who's that assuming like? Keman kemunbaz. That sounds like Munbaz, who holds that shigas karban is also called a shogeg. Meaning, even if you know that it's Shabbos, you know that you're not allowed to do this malach. You know that if you do this malach, amazing, you're chayiv kares. You just didn't know that b'shogeg you're chayiv a chatas. That's also called a shogeg, and you're going to be chayiv a chatas for that. Good. So we had a machlokes previously between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in terms of the shita of the chachamim. A person is shogeg b'kares, but he's hazed b'lav. He's considered a shogeg, and whether he's considered a shogeg and chayiv a chatas. So we're going to discuss a case where Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish. Amar Rabbi, kol mod m'shvos bitui shein chayiv nala karban ad sheyishkog b'lav sheba. Everyone agrees when it comes to the isser of shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is whether you swear about something in the future that you will do or will not do something, or swear about something in the past that you did or didn't do something, and you violate that shvua b'shogeg. You're chayiv a karban. So everyone agrees by shvus bitui. You're only chayiv a karban if you're shogeg bilav sheba, that you swore that you will not eat and you forgot and you had sworn and then you ate. So hakol modim man. Who is the hakol modim that we're talking about? Rabbi Yochanan. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the hakol modim. Pshita, it's pashut that Rabbi Yochanan says by shvus bitui. Ki kamer Rabbi Yochanan. When does Rabbi Yochanan say that you're chayiv a karban even if you were not shogeg bilav? Hechodi Ika karis. That's only when there is an iser karis. So you have something to be shogeg about. Aval hacha deleka karis. But over here, where there was no karis, lo, he would never say that you're a shogeg if even if you were not shogeg belav. Because if you're mazed belav, then there's nothing left to be a shogeg about. You're just amazed. So says Marana, salkadai chamina ho v'chayiv karban chidushu. Since the fact that you chayiv karban for shvuas bito is a chidush, why is it chidush to bekal ator lo ashkel lav to maisi le karban v'hacha maisi, that in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kulo we don't find the regular lav that you chayiv a karban for, and yet over here you bring a karban even though it's a lav shein b'kares. So ki shagag b'karban nami lechayiv. I might think that when he's mazed on the lav and he's just shogig about the karban, that you should also be chayiv a chatos kamash milan. That's why Abayah has told me that Rabbi Yochanan's moda that also over here the Rabbanan would hold that it's not called the shogig if you're only shogig about the karban. Carbon. And then you're not chayiv a carbon unless you're shogeg about the actual lav itself. So the Gemara challenges Abaye Meisvei Eza who shigas shavuas bitoy l'sha'avar. How's it shayich that a person will be chayiv a chatas for a shavuas bitoy of the past, that if he swore on the future, like he swears that he's not going to eat? I understand very well how there could be a shogeg, because at the time that he eats, he forgot about the shavua. But if he swore about the past, the shavua that I did eat or that I didn't eat, how could that be b'shogeg? If at the time that he swore that he ate, he thought that he ate, that's an onus, and he's not going to be chayv a karban. So shem omar yodea anisha shavua zu asura, aval eni yodea im chayav nala karban alo chayv. It must be, it's a case where he knew that he was lying, and he knew that it's asur to lie, but he didn't know that he's chayv a karban for it. So then he's going to be chayv a chatas. So you see that shigas karban is called the shogeg, not like Abaye who said that by shavuos bitoy you're not chayv a karban unless you're shogeg bilav sheba. So it says more hamani munbasi. Now the Bryce is assuming like the sheet of munbas who says that shigas karban is always called the shogeg. So then there is a Lishna Achrina that's in parentheses, so maybe we'll skip that Lishna Achrina, and Bez Hashem next time we'll pick up at the two dots after the parentheses are over at V'amar Abaye.